This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette was among the members of Congress at COP28, the climate conference in Dubai. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Despite the party differences over climate change and solutions, a group of House Energy and Commerce Committee members, including DeGette, had a unified message for the world. The U.S. is committed to being part of the climate solution. DeGette was part of a bipartisan panel talking about nuclear energy.
About how can we improve, streamline, but also make sure that we have safety in the nuclear space.
The group also had bilateral meetings with leaders from several countries, including South Korea and Germany. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
An anesthesiologist testified Tuesday in the trial of two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Dr. Damon Robinson talked about ketamine and its effects on people.
They have a disconnection between all of their sensory. They have amnesia. They can't sense pain. They can't sense sight. They can't sense sound. Ketamine is actually very similar to PCP. In fact, that's actually how it's derived.
Paramedics Peter Chikuniak and Jeremy Cooper injected Elijah McClain with 500 milligrams of ketamine, more than was appropriate for his size. The city of Boulder has a new system to respond to non-criminal 911 calls. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The system is called CARE, Community Assistance Response and Engagement. The team is made up of a behavioral health clinician and a paramedic. The city says it'll be deployed to 911 calls that don't require a police presence and don't present community safety concerns, such as minor medical issues and concerns about anxiety or depression. Denver has put a similar program in place that's helped to reserve police resources for more urgent calls. Boulder's new pilot program will run Mondays through Thursdays. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The vice president of El Salvador is in Colorado this week to strengthen economic ties between the Central American nation and Colorado. Felix Ulloa is meeting officials and business leaders today and tomorrow. Some 50,000 Salvadorans live in Colorado. This is CPR News.